Spring 2018, I spoke with the Creeks backstage and also asked them to perform a live rendition of one of their unreleased songs.
So we're going to end with a song that we just started performing. It's called Divine Intervention, and it's one that I wrote recently. And kind of talking about, you know, some of the political stuff going on in the world today that we all like to yak about, but how it would sure be nice to know that there's something bigger and better than us that is looking out for us through all this stuff. So it's a song called Divine Intervention. Crazy, and it's carried on too long. I need a little loving and some tenderness, a little less crazy and a better interaction. It's driving me to distraction, 'cause everybody needs a
Thanks for everything you do, by the way.
Yeah.
In 2015, I spoke with Leonard Podolak of the Ducks and asked him to tell me about their song, Suffer No Fools.
Well, it's too bad that Jess isn't here right now, because that's a song that she wrote. Her inspiration for that song was sort of many hilarious encounters in the dating pool. She joined the band right out of high school, and so right away we had, she had this, you know, she never got to, you know, do a lot of things that, you know, people sort of around 20 years old and younger do when they graduate, you know. And she just hit the road with us, and sure, she got a whole bunch of experiences that she wouldn't have had otherwise, but she also missed out on a bunch of that. So in 2007, she left the band for a few years so she could do normal things, kind of like dating, you know. But then she realized that kind of sucked and met a whole bunch of funny dudes that, you know. So I think, but you know, it's just about putting yourself in a good situation and being in surrounded by folks that will love and support you and that you can love and support. And so, because it isn't always like that on the road.
She don't suffer no fools anymore. Now she's figured that ain't what her sweet time is for. Gone are the days of the game playing boys. She won't let her heart be one of their toys anymore. Hold on to the ones who deserve you, those who strengthen and cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, but I'm short, strong and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are. He don't suffer no fools anymore. Now he's figured that ain't what his sweet time is for. He don't wanna be no one's sweet little whirlwind no more. Hold on to the ones who deserve you, those who strengthen and cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bid 'em short, strong and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are. Baby, let it ride easy and let it ride slow. The less that you fight it, the more you can grow. It's a long, hard road when you can't go alone. So anymore. Once you figure that ain't what your sweet time is for, banish the hope that's so hard on your soul. You can't make someone love you, I've always been told. Hold on to the ones who deserve you, those who strengthen your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bid 'em short, strong and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are. Hold on to the ones who deserve you, those who strengthen and cherish your heart. To the selfish and cruel, bid 'em short, strong and dues. Make a promise to be true to all that you are.
In 2016, I spoke with Great Lakes Swimmers about how the acoustics of the recording location for their record A Forest of Arms enhance their music.
There's always been some special acoustic recordings on all of our records, but for this newest one, we recorded in a cave system just east of Toronto called the Tayendanaga Cavern and Caves. It's about a couple hours maybe east of Toronto, and you know, it was like it draws a certain kind of performance out of you, I think, when you play in a special place like that, an acoustically interesting place, and it informed the record, not just sonically, but also, you know, there's this sort of elemental kind of aspect to it, and it was just a really kind of fun part of the process too, and interesting, and it informed the process, it helped it along, I think, you know.
Is there one of your songs in particular that means the most to you, or means a lot to you on a personal level?
Yeah, I would say that song, The Great Bear. For me, that's this kind of the centerpiece of the album, and I'm very proud of all the songs on it, but that one in particular, I was very happy with how it turned out.
Breath, the air alive. Swords of water cutting the sides through half-closed eyes. A marble curtain floating down. Swimming into fish's mouths and waving through. What's out there?